Crisis intervention training. We have done all of this. What are we protesting?
Dole says peaceful protests are still allowed, but that his office will not tolerate violence. For NPR News, I'm Lucretia Wembley in St. Louis, Missouri.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. As a member of the USA basketball team, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid has won a gold medal at the Paris Olympics. Embiid played at KU during the 2013-14 season before turning pro. He's the first former KU basketball player to win a gold medal since Sasha Khan played for Russia in the 2012 Olympics. Embiid was born in Cameroon but chose to play for the USA team. KSNT reports that elsewhere at the Paris Olympics, KU track and field alum Bryce Hopple broke an American record in the 800-meter run. Despite his record time, Hopple finished fourth in the race. His finishing time would have won gold in Tokyo just 3 years ago. Officials are investigating the drowning of a man in a Kansas City pond this weekend. KNBC reports that a 23-year-old man and an 8-year-old child were canoeing yesterday afternoon when their canoe capsized. The child was able to swim to shore, but the man drowned. Neither victim was wearing a life jacket. Officials are looking for a man who escaped from custody of the Johnson County Department of Corrections. 23-year-old Ricardo Marin Valadez was placed on escape status when he failed to report to his job. He's serving a 15-month sentence for drug-related convictions. In sports, the Royals beat the Cardinals yesterday 8-3. The Kansas City Chiefs fell to the Jaguars 26-13 in their preseason opener.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 70s. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm, likely tonight, especially after midnight tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, it's been a terrible year for Nigeria at the Paris Olympics. Accusations of corruption and mismanagement by the nation's sports officials, even a missing bicycle. We'll hear that report and more as Weekend Edition Sunday continues here on KPR. If you've been listening to KPR for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives over the years. And we know sometimes it can be hard to take that first step to making a donation. You may ask yourself, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support combined with all KPR members make amazing things happen on the radio. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, August 15th and 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Showers, maybe thunderstorms, likely tonight and overnight. and for tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s and humid. It's 68 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Bank of America.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzler with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's just ahead here on KPR. Tonight's encore broadcast of Live at Green Lady Lounge features the Tim Whitmer Good Time Quartet. The fun is contagious whenever this band is in the house, and you'll hear them tonight at 9 o'clock, right after the Retro Cocktail Hour on all KPR1 stations. If you're joining us this morning on KPR2, of course, it's BBC World Service. Partly cloudy skies this morning, turning mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. A little warmer and humid for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Information is at SAATVA.com/NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Just ahead on KPR, it's to the best of our knowledge. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
We've got a mix of partly cloudy skies, partly sunny skies. Cooler temperatures today, highs in the upper 70s with light winds from the southeast. A good chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence.
It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strandchamps.
I'm Ray Suarez.
And this is episode 2 of Going for Broke, a special series on economic hardship in our time. It's a
economic hardship reporting project, and to the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, now offering 3 weekly introductory yoga classes to help you establish a consistent practice, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays. Learn more at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Tonight's encore broadcast of Live at Green Lady Lounge features the Tim Whitmer Good Time Quartet. That's tonight at 9 o'clock, right after the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
Let's keep us alive. harm reduction is really about radical compassion.
That's coming up after the break. You're listening to Going for Broke, a three-part special with the Economic Hardship Reporting Project and, to the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
You're listening to Going for Broke and, to the best of our knowledge, on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. You can reach an engaged and influential audience when you become a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an effective, efficient way to recognize your business and support public radio. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. What does a story about a family of serial killers have in common with a children's book about a boy on a school bus? The National Center for the Book has just chosen them both as Kansas Great Reads from Great Places. This week on KPR Presents, we'll hear from the author of Hell's Half Acre and One Boy Watching. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners when you sponsor Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's to the best of our knowledge. This hour is it after this. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. And PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. We've got cloudy to partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listing area right now. It'll clear a bit this afternoon, highs only getting up to the upper 70s. It's 78 in Chanute, 73 in Topeka, 72 in Manhattan, 74 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
I grew up listening to classical music and public radio. And PRX.
You're listening to the best of our knowledge on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight's encore broadcast of Live at Green Lady Lounge features the Tim Whitmer Good Time Quartet. The fun is contagious whenever this band is in the house. You'll hear them tonight at 9 o'clock, right after the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a mix of cloudy skies, should be clearing this afternoon, highs only in the upper 70s with light winds from the southeast. We've got a 70% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm tonight. For tomorrow, a little warmer with highs in the lower 80s and humid. It's 75 and mostly cloudy in Emporia, 75 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Sometimes the boundaries and definitions you have to...
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPER, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. We'll also have the latest news from NPR. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 12 o'clock. This is KPR.